Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
Well, it's the moment that I know at least some of you have been waiting for. Because we did a second date yesterday that got a record amount of texts and comments on our social media.
Yes. It was juicy.
If you didn't hear it, it was about our listener Morgan, who was on a first date with a guy and took him to a festival where she was performing with her dance group.
Uh-huh.
And her mom was also there to watch her perform.
Oh, my God.
And while Morgan was backstage, her mother talked to her date and said, you know, Morgan's kind of flaky, but there is someone who isn't her younger, hotter sister, Taylor.
She didn't say hotter, but it was implied.
It felt that way. But if you can believe it, Morgan's own mom gave her date the little sister's phone number instead.
And they've been texting.
Yes.
They were going to go on a date this weekend.
Which, of course, made Morgan super angry.
Yeah, for every reason.
Let's listen.
James, you better not be my sister. That's all I'm thinking of now. Like, this is crossing the line.
I'm just going to keep texting her.
What?
Are you kidding?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I've already gone through all this. I may as well just see what happens now.
Oh, wow.
You know what, James? Like mother, like daughter, let me tell you a little bit about my sister.
Oh, God. Okay? You don't have time. Wait, no, I want to hear it.
Play a song.
Oh, is that what we're going to do? We're going to spend the next couple minutes trashing her little sister?
No, we're not doing that. But that was big drama.
Dude,
and afterwards,
crazy.
We asked Morgan, can we help you with your new issue now? Which isn't your date not calling back. It's your mom who threw you under the bus. And she said yes.
Oh.
Morgan is back on to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call with us. Welcome back, Morgan.
Hi. Thank you for having me back.
My God.
Wow.
I can't even imagine the emotions you've been dealing with for the last 24 hours.
Yeah, and I'm now sharing it with you and everyone else, so why not?
Well, we appreciate that.
You've had time to digest it and think it through. I'm just wondering, you still do want to confront your mother about this. That's the person you want to call, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you haven't talked to her at all? Like, you haven't, like, warned her or anything?
I mean, I did text her saying that I needed to talk to her and that I would call her from work, but I didn't tell her.
So she knows are you just, you're going to call. Sneaky. But,
are you just going to get on the phone and start yelling at your mom?
Yeah!
Because we've all, done that. You know, like, I don't know how productive that is.
But it
like,
is therapeutic from like a personal level.
Brooke's right, though. Productive, I mean, that's not very fun.
Well, sometimes it has to happen.
Maybe we need to know a little bit more about your mom before we call her. Our audience probably wants to know more, too. Like, what is your relationship with her like?
We have a great relationship. She's my mom. And I don't know what her deal was that day. I was really, truly, like, in shock.
Maybe it was just being at the Irish festival with the beer around. Just a couple drinks and mama's
angry
tongue gets
Irish
a little
woman. Is that where you're going?
No, I'm just saying. A little drinks, so you start to say stuff that you don't really mean.
And it's Irish. It's probably more like whiskey.
Yeah. You may say stuff, but you don't pass along phone numbers that you don't really mean. You know,
depends on how many beers she had. We don't know.
Has your mom called you flaky before, or was that also news to you?
Yeah, that's news to me. Honestly, like, I don't know what her agenda was. Like, what was she trying to accomplish? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hopefully we can get some answers. But if it makes you feel better, I'm sure that all of our moms say horrible things about all of us behind our backs. I know for a fact mine does.
I mean, we're in radio, so there's not a lot to brag about.
She does not.
Next, what we need to know is, aside from your mom, what about your relationship with your sister? Have you always been jealous of her, or is that just a recent thing?
Jealous of her? She's the one that's been jealous of me. Okay.
Look what you did, Jeff.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay.
She's the clothes stealer. She's the one that's like wants to be me.
Clothes
stealer. To be you.
Wow.
Okay, that seems like a lot. Now, I think one, we need to back off from bashing on the sister, because you don't even know that the sister knows that the mom did this, right?
True. No, and I don't blame my sister. I blame my mom. Like, I don't want her going out with James. And I mean, and I still like, is there a chance for James and I to try this again?
I don't think so. I feel like you should just let your little sister have James at this point. Well, you know?
That's what I really wanted to ask you, though. Because if the guy that we were calling about the second date, if you were iffy on him and you didn't really like him, you were on the fence, would it still be a big deal to you?
I mean, I did like him. And it's like, that's what sucks so badly. Like, I just wanted to have like a complete redo so he could see who I really am. And then my mom had to go and literally screw the whole thing up.
So what is your mom going to say?
Yeah. I mean, how can we help you have this conversation with her? Like, what is it that you want to accomplish with this phone call with your mom?
Well, I mean, first of all, she needs to know that it's not okay that she did this. Mm-hmm. And it hurts my feelings.
And
this can never happen again. You know, and really, thirdly, like, I think I need an apology. And I want her to actually call James and make it right.
Oh, wow. Call James and force James to go out with you. Okay.
Wow.
James asked for this. I'm sorry. He did.
Yeah, he stayed involved.
I mean, he is in a good spot. We're going to do all of that, and we're going to get Brooke and Jose to weigh in on how you approach this.
Oh.
It's going to be an interesting call when we do your special Awkward Tuesday phone call coming up right after this.
It's awkward. It's Tuesday. It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Good news is, I think we've all learned a big, valuable lesson from this whole thing. Whenever you take a date somewhere out in public, and if the date's kind of cute and you really like him, never, ever leave him alone, especially if your fun, cool mom is around.
Yeah. Alexis learned that a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Rookie mistake.
Just joining us. I know what everybody's thinking here. No, the mom did not hook up with Morgan's date.
No.
God, it would have been better almost.
Yeah. We all thought it
she
might
did was
have
so low.
But maybe she did something even worse than that by bad-mouthing her daughter to her date and saying, you know, actually, you should meet her younger sister. Oh. She's a peach.
Oh.
Or however moms talk about their daughters, whatever they say. But a line was definitely crossed there. And now Morgan is about to confront her mom about it right here. First, though, we need to get some advice.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we should start with Jose. Jose, what do you think Morgan should do here when we call her mom?
I think it's important to check your emotions while you're speaking with her. Don't just yell at her, right? Which we've already kind of said.
No.
Wait, what? Whoa. Come on.
Okay, clearly Brooke thinks that she has some better advice.
Listen,
for you. What do you say,
Brooke?
The most
Brooke?
Powerful thing in the world is mom guilt, okay? You need to go in hard. You need to tell her not only do you know what she did, but you need to be very explicit in how that made you feel. Because what you're trying to do here is you're trying to make sure she never does it again, and you're trying to get an apology. She will feel so terrible. There's no way that those things won't happen.
Something made Brooke mad. I
mean, that's a bad mom move.
We got two opposite pieces of advice. Jose says, stay calm, keep your emotions in check. Brooke is like, go off on her. Which way are you leaning, Morgan?
Well, I mean, I like both. I'm going to try to kind of incorporate both.
Go off
before
and
the storm.
Maybe passive aggressively yell at her is what it sounds like to me.
Let's make this call to your mom and
Oh my god.
Let's get the apology that you really want. We're gonna jump in and join the conversation if we feel like you need a little bit of help, but I think you got this, Morgan. Good luck.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello? Hi.
Hi, sweetie. How you doing today?
Listen, do you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Is everything okay? You kind of sound a bit upset.
I just wanted to talk to you particularly about, like, last weekend. You know, when we were at the festival and I had that guy, James, there.
Yes, he seemed like a very nice boy, honey. I mean,
yeah. So, I mean, like, that conversation, did it with James, like, did it go okay between you guys?
Yeah, everything was okay. I mean, why are you asking?
I am just curious, you know, what was said? Like, you had a lot of time to talk, so what did you talk about?
I mean, I was trying to keep him entertained and trying to chat about whatever, you know, just to pass the time. But I could tell that he was, like, getting a little frustrated.
Okay, what was he so frustrated about?
Well, after you did the little dance number, you know, you went backstage to smooth, and you were back there for so long, and, I mean, I don't know, whatever you were doing back there.
Okay, but Mom, it's because they made me do that, okay? Like, I told you they were the sponsors of the whole festival.
Okay, I mean,
right?
I'm sure there's a lot of older men back there that have lots of money who wanted your attention, and I'm sure you gave it to them.
No. Okay, don't turn it into that, all right? Like,
well, whatever it was, I'm sure you probably got some good digits back there.
Okay, Mom, you're not listening. I was on a date. Like, I was really trying to get out of there to meet up with him, and I want to know exactly, like, what did you say to him? Because he's not calling me back. It's been really eating away at me, and I'm asking you to tell me. You spent a lot of time with him. So what did you talk about with him?
I mean, you know, I don't remember. You know how old I am and forgetful. I mean, honestly.
Okay, listen, I know what you said because I talked to him.
Wait. You spoke with him? I mean, I thought you said he didn't call you after that date.
No, he didn't, but I finally reached out to him because I was embarrassed that I made him stand out there for so long. And then he told me some really shocking things, Mom, okay? Like, he said that you brought up Taylor. And she's the less flaky sister.
Well, you know, we all know, you know, we know that's true. I mean, come on, Morgan.
Mom!
You know that.
Are you kidding me? You know you can't say that to my date. This was a date, and it was a first date, and it was really important. Like, why would you say that to him?
Well, was I supposed to lie, really? I mean, what am I going to say? Oh, she's so punctual. She's so responsible. I mean, we all know.
Okay, I'm going to ignore that you said that because I know that you tried to set him up with Taylor. You gave him her number. You gave him her number, Mom. Like, how could you do that?
Look, honey, between you and me, they just seem like they would be an absolute perfect match. He's a sweet kid, and Taylor really needs this. I mean, she hasn't been with as many men as you. And I just,
are you kidding me?
I'm so sorry that we had to end this conversation at this point, because I could listen for another 20 minutes.
Same.
Wait, Joyce! Morgan, what's going on?
Hi, Morgan's mom. I don't know your name.
Joyce.
Oh, Joyce. Joyce.
You do know.
Hey, Joyce. Welcome to, you're on Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Yeah,
Brooke,
exactly.
Radio show. Oh my gosh.
Morgan, what did you do?
Well, it's not really about what Morgan did. Morgan's more concerned with what you did at the festival.
Yeah,
we all found out together that you sold Morgan out and gave this guy her sister's number.
I was just trying to do Taylor. I mean, you know, honestly, I sat and I talked to this boy for a long time, and he's just so sweet, and I just thought, he and Taylor, they're like perfect together. And I just...
What about your older daughter? Doesn't she deserve to be with a sweet, nice guy as well?
Well, it sounds like she's had plenty of chances before that with many, many men.
With older men?
Possibly rich ones backstage.
I don't even know what's happening. I don't even know what your impression of me must be. Like, this is insane, Mom. You're making me sound like I'm some, like... I can't even say it on the radio.
There's nothing wrong with what you're going to say.
Yeah, I totally agree with Alexis. I mean, honestly, like, listening to your mom, I was pretty angry with her before this, but I really think that she's just trying to do good by both her daughters, and she misstepped. I don't think what she did was right, but I don't think her intentions were to, like, hurt you, Morgan.
Yeah, that's well said, Brooke.
Okay, but Mom, like, this hurt my feelings so badly. Like, this was my first date, and then you made me seem like I'm this horrible person, like... Which you know that I'm not.
Right.
And
horrible.
That's part of what we're trying to do here, Joyce. We're trying to help Morgan get a little admission that maybe you overstepped.
Yeah.
Can you admit that and agree that you would never do this to her again?
I definitely will admit and say I probably could have handled things a bit better.
Okay, let's take the probably out. I could have.
We're halfway there.
And I do apologize if it did overstep the bounds.
Maybe not if it did. It sounds like it did.
We're like guiding her in her apology.
Just the words, I'm sorry. That's what we're looking for.
I do apologize. I don't want to hurt either one of you. I mean, kids, I love you guys, you know? Yeah. And that's why I'm always looking out for your best
interest. Okay, well, that's coming off a little strong, a little too much.
I feel like Jeffrey's taking notes from his own conversations with his mother.
It's like what he wants.
Now tell them that you're proud of everything that they've ever accomplished, and they're a good little boy.
Okay, Mom, like, I get where you're trying. Because I love you, I am going to accept your apology.
That's good.
But if you want to make this right, I need you to call Taylor and James. And you need to tell them your intentions behind this, because Taylor is considering dating this guy.
And he's considering her.
And he's considering it.
Yeah.
Morgan, you still want to date James?
I didn't even get a chance to try.
Are you sure? Yeah. Are you sure? Because our text board is blowing up with many rich, older gentlemen who would love to take out an experienced woman.
I mean, Joyce, are you up for calling them and telling them that they can't date each other? Like a true mom would?
I mean, honestly, that's kind of out of my hands. I mean, I can explain to them, but, you know, it's like poor Taylor, you know, I mean, she has nothing to do with this. She's just like, you know, just kind of like on
She's
the
just
outside.
The perfect angel child, isn't she?
But, you know, it's like, what am I supposed to say to James? Am I supposed to say, no, now you can't date her because Morgan says you can't?
I mean, yeah, right. they have been texting, so it's hard to stop.
Yeah,
unfortunately, everyone's adults here, so you don't actually have that reach anymore.
Yeah.
So it sounds like, Morgan, we're just going to get kind of an apology from your mom, and that's where we're going to end it. We'll do another Awkward Tuesday phone call next week and try and work on, go through the whole family.
Are you serious? I can't tell if you're
joking.
I'm
just kidding. Okay. This is it. We're done. Deal with it, Morgan. Good luck.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.